Good morning, everyone. I am now, I've just not long got myself up and dressed, ready to have my breakfast at the Strand Palace Hotel. It's now the next day after Saipa. Feeling a little bit, well, I'm still quite on a high because there's still people at the hotel and stuff, and it's still nice to chat and stuff and that. But I do know that I'm probably going to suffer really badly from stuff like the infamous post-convention depression, or coast-con depression, as it's called. I don't know if anyone can hear, but it's like there's. I've got the best, like, if you guys can hear that noise. Yeah, my room with a view, which is like basically. Yeah, it's not really a room view. I'm really worried that there's going to be a builder walking on the scaffolding or something. So I had my window closed for most of the night, and now I have no idea what work they're doing, but it's just constantly loud. The loudness started about 7 in the morning as well. So thankfully I was already awake by then, because I knew I really wanted to get up and sort stuff out and everything. Cause you get, I got loads and loads of stuff from Cyber, so I was trying to get it all into one bag, which I knew that was going to happen. So I've gone on a ramble now. Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. It's great that other people are also at the hotel. It's just such a shame that some of you guys didn't stay. It would have been nice. Especially, I would have liked to have spoken to Geek Mummy a bit more, because even though there was like not a mass amount of people, you know, I've been to conventions where there's like thousands and thousands of people. Especially the one I used to work in London, which was ridiculously huge. I just didn't see her very often. I think I saw her like twice. The longest would have been at the final bit at the last at the end of the day with Sean. And I sat down with her, and that was probably the longest I got to speak to her. Which is a shame, because she's an awesome blogger and a wonderful lady. But I did get a knock on the door last night, and who do I meet but the wonderful D Coke. She's known as like Super Lucky D. She's absolutely awesome. I totally love her scarf. We went out for drinks, and we ended up back at one of the rooms having champagne. And then we had, because the hotel room that we went back actually had somewhat, I don't know what their room with a view idea is, but I assume this is what they got given, better than what I got. But because it's opposite flats, actual, you know, people live in the city centre, and you know, the flat looked fairly nice, apart from the fact there was a man, and we couldn't really see much. All we could see was the fact that he was definitely topless. He's quite old, not exactly pretty looking. So we realised that suddenly we met our version of ugly naked guy. If anyone knows Friends, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I foolishly made the mistake of tweeting about it. For any information, if anyone's really asking, like, why aren't there any photos, blah, 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 it was really difficult, because he was, I don't know, should I say lucky that there was a lamp on the window. And every time we tried to take photos, the light was kind of all over the place, bouncing around. And I stupidly, when I first tried to take a photo, I didn't realise that my camera's on automatic flash, so I was really worried that he would have seen the flash suddenly go off. But no, in the end, the last we saw of him, I think he was, I couldn't really tell, but it looked like he had like a towel or something wrapped around him, to which by midnight when I saw that, I was like, yeah, that's somewhat creepier than a guy just, you know, walking around with nothing on. There's something slightly creepy about him walking around with just a towel around his waist. Quite a small one as well, should I? Oh my God. So yeah, that's probably going to go into like some sort of blogging history or something. Ugly naked guy opposite the Strand Hotel. Right, anyway, I'm going to go and have my breakfast now and shut the hell up. I'm amazed that I've actually still got my voice, but I'm sure I'll lose that sooner or later. It's great meeting some of you guys. A really shame that I didn't get to see you, talk to all of you, but hopefully I'll bump into more of you as I go all the way back to Euston. So see you.